USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Music producer and convicted murderer Phil Spector, found guilty by a jury in 2009 of killing actor Lana Clarkson, has died at the California hospital.
We, the jury, and the above entitled action, find the defendant, Philip Spector, guilty of the crime of second-degree murder of Lana Clarkson.
The California Department of Corrections says Spector died of natural causes. He was 81. Spector produced countless hit records and 24 top 40 songs in the early 60s. Two people have been arrested at restricted checkpoints in D.C. the past 2 days. Authorities say a man from Virginia and a woman from Connecticut are facing charges. Authorities say the man, 31-year-old Wesley Beeler, had an unrestricted firearm and hundreds of rounds of ammunition. Federal investigators have made dozens of arrests in the January 6th storming of the Capitol. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
There's heavy security in D.C. ahead of the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden and the swearing-in of Kamala Harris as VP on Wednesday, and the threat of potential violence. More from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The National Mall in Washington, D.C. will be off-limits to the public on Inauguration Day. Security measures being put in place in the nation's capital after riots took place on January 6th. Eric Jackson is a former FBI special agent in charge. He tells USA Radio News it's not uncommon to have threats around Inauguration Day.
During my 21 years with the FBI, I saw a number of inaugurations, and there's always individuals from different ideological groups that either make threats or make notice that they plan to do some type of demonstration or protest.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President-elect Joe Biden reportedly plans to sign roughly a dozen executive orders on his first day in office, according to a memo from his incoming chief of staff. Those include rejoining the Paris Climate Accord, ending the travel ban on predominantly Muslim countries, halting evictions and student loan payments during the pandemic, and mandating masks on all federal property. President-elect Biden also aims to send Congress a large-scale immigration plan within his first 100 days in office. Meet the new chief science advisor.
President-elect Joe Biden introduced a new cabinet-level position Saturday, elevating the position of White House science advisor. Biden tapped Eric Lander, best known for working on mapping the human genome, for the post. Lander says Biden's emphasis on science is a challenge to solve some of the nation's biggest problems.
The president-elect knows that science and technology will be crucial in meeting this moment. And he has tasked us in this letter. I don't mean just his scientific advisors. I mean the whole scientific community and the American public with answering important questions about how science and technology can best be used to advance our health, our economic welfare, and our national security. He's asked us to rise to this moment.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will end her four-year Senate career on Monday with an official resignation from her Senate seat 2 days before the inauguration. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.